This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said on Tes Vav Amud Beis that if there is a dispute between husband and wife, where she says, I got married as a basula, and he says, no, I married you as an almana or a grusha. So if you have edim that she went out bihinuma, then her ksuba is 200. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika said another proof that she's a basula is if they gave out toasted grain. So the Gemara wants to know, my hinuma, what is hinuma? How does that indicate that she's a basula? Surchav bar papa mishmei de ze'iri amar. Surah Bar Papa, the name of Ziri, said, Tanura da'asa, an oven of myrtle. It's like a chuppah of a myrtle, which is round. The reason why it's compared to an oven is it's narrow on the top. By the way, we see that there are many practices of wedding that were connected to a myrtle, right? We had on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, we learned on Tuesday, about Chachamim that juggled myrtles. What do myrtles have to do with a wedding? So we know that Esther was compared to a myrtle. And one of the meanings of the myrtle is that even though Esther had a green complexion, but she also had a thread of grace. She looked beautiful to anyone who saw her. So it's a sort of a message to the Kala that we're saying she's beautiful, regardless of her objective appearance. And there's another idea that myrtles, tzaddikim are called myrtles. So it's sort of an omen that the children should be righteous. But anyway, here, hinuma is an oven, like a chuppah of a hadas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, krisa de menamna bakalasa. It's a veil that's on the head of the kala that would cover her eyes so she would doze off with it. Since her eyes were covered, she would doze off. She knows she's getting married, you know, so she's not going to be sleeping that much after this night. So she'll catch a few Z's during the wedding with the veil covering her eyes. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Omer, that giving out parched grain is also a proof that she's a basula. It says, Gemara Tana was taught B'Yehuda Raya. In the region of Yehuda, parched grain at the wedding was a proof she was a basula. The question is, Bebavel Mai, what proof was there in Babylon? Amar Rav, so Rav said, the proof in Babylon is, Dardugi de Mishcha Aresha de Rabbanan. The women would put oil on the heads of the rabbis and rub it in. Now that's got to be a scandal. That's a pretty unusual practice, number one, to pour oil on the head of rabbis, and number two, for women to rub it in. But that was the proof in Bavel that a woman was a besula, if at the wedding the girls would pour oil on the heads of the rabbis and rub it in. So the Gemara says, Amar lei, Rav Papa said, Abaye, Mishcha dechafifusa karamar? You're telling me the women shampooed the head of the rabbis at the wedding? I mean, that's outrageous. Really? You're talking about shampoo? Amar lei, Abaye said to Rav Papa, Yasma, you orphan, lei avdolach imach, dardugi mishcha, aresha d'rabban mishas maiza? So, Rav Papa said to Abaye said to Rav Papa, are you an orphan? Meaning you don't know what's common practice? Your mother didn't rub oil on the heads of the rabbis at your wedding? Because that's common practice. Ki ha dahu merabanan, like one of the rabbis, de'iasikle levre bei rabba barula. One of the rabbis made a chasna, made a shidduch for his son with the daughter of Rabba Bar Ula. The Amrila, and some say, Rabba Bar Ula made a shidduch, Iasikle Labri made a shidduch for his son, Be'ahu Merabanan. The Dardig Mishcha Aresha Drabanan, and he and they rubbed oil on the heads of the rabbis, b'shas vayis, at the time of the wedding. So this was common practice. This was what was done at the wedding of a besula. So Gemara asks, armalasa mai, what siman would they make for an almana to show that she was an almana, and this way it was clear what type of status she was in. So the Gemara says, ta'ani Rabbi Yosef taught, armalasa lesla kisni, an almana, They did not give out roasted grain. They did not give out toasted grain. That was the sign that a woman was an almana. Fine.
These are interesting concepts, because if Raiv Nashim are besulais,
yes,
right, and most weddings would have these simanim, how would a person years later say, oh, I remember that this chasana, this is what happens in most chasanas. I don't remember a thing that happened in the last chasana that was that. It seems like that this was the common things that people would do by a chasana. So why would somebody years later remember, I remember by this chasana they did this, that most chasanas they did this.
But they remember if they did it. That, I think, is the point. So by the almana, they remember if they didn't have the parched grain.
Right, so by the almana, they did not have parched grain. You're saying, why would that stand out? Why would someone remember that?
We're saying that you need Aiden to testify that these things were done by this chasana, but these things seemingly are done by most chasanas.
Correct, because most women get married as a basula, like you mentioned. But if a woman's an almana, then it will be remembered that woman did not have these practices, right? That by an almana, they did not have the toasted grain. You're right, most women get married as a basula, like the Gemara said on Tezayin Amid Aleph. But the only thing is, most women that get married as a basula, the Gemara says it has a coil. So for whatever reason, the woman did not have a coil that she was a basula. Okay. Now we're going to examine the last case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Shua is Moida. That if you say to your friend, look, this field belonged to your father, but I bought it from him, you're believed. Because you have the ability, you could have said it never was owned by your father. Pesha asr hu pesha hitar. The Gemara in Tezayin Amud Aleph called it, Ein shar shachat lefanecha. Meaning you could have denied the whole thing. However, the Mishnah said that if there were edim that it belonged to his father, then you could not have denied that it ever belonged to his father. So the Gemara says, why are we talking about where the guy says that this field belonged to your father and I bought it from him? Why your father? Why it should say that if I say this field belonged to you and I bought it from you, I'm believed. Because I could have said it never belonged to you. The listening Maida Rabbi Shua, it should teach Rabbi Shua's Maida. But Omer Chaver, if somebody says to his friend, Sadazu Shalcha, he said, this field was yours, Ulakachtia Mimcha, and I bought it from you. Why does he have to say that Rabbi Shua's Maid, if I say I bought it from your father, should say Rabbi Shua's Maid, if I say I bought it from you? Says Gemara, Mishum the Kabbai, Lamisni Seifa, you wanted to teach in the Seifa. If they're witnesses that it was his. In other words, the Seifa says if there were witnesses that it was his father, then you're not believed to say that I bought it from him. But if the case is where the guy says, this field used to belong to you and I bought it from you, the Mishnah could not have said that if there were edim that it belonged to you, you're not believed. So the Gemara says, Mishnah, Kabbai, Lemis, and I wanted to say in the Seifa, if there were edim that it was his, when I say I bought it from him, Eino Neman. So Hechidami, what's the case? If the case is that I was on the field for 3 years, then even if there are edim that it belonged to you, why am I not believed to say I bought it? Ida achla shnei chazaka. If I ate it for 3 years, am I lo imhemen? Why would you not be believed to say that I bought it from you? We know whenever a person who says that I bought this field, so we ask them, where's your shtar? So if he doesn't have a shtar, so we say obviously you didn't buy it. But if you were occupied the field for 3 years, then you could say, after 3 years, I lost the shtar. So it can't say where the guy says, I bought it from you, because if he ate it for 3 years, then why would he not be believed to say, I bought it? If he did not eat it for 3 years, obviously he's not believed to say that he bought it. So the Gemara says, well, by the same token, if he claims that he bought it from your father, if he was on it for 3 years, then he should be believed. If he was not on it for 3 years, he should not be believed. Says Gemara, Yachiv so, Gabi Aviv Nami, by the father also. Ida achla shnei chazaka, if he ate it for the years of chazaka, amai lo mehemen, why is he not believed? Vidulay achla shnei chazaka, if he did not eat it for 3 years, pshita dulay mehemen. It's pashat he's not believed. So what difference does it make if he says, I bought it from you, or if he says, I bought it from your father? Says Gemara, Bishlama Gabi Aviv, Bishlama by the father. You know what the case could be? Mishkachasla. The case could be Kagoin Sha'achla Shtayim Bechaye Ha'av. He ate it 2 years while the father was alive. Va'achas Bechaye Benoi. And one in the lifetime of the son. Meaning, let's say he ate it for 3 years, but he's still not believed. How so? He ate 2 years in the lifetime of the father, then the father died, and he ate the third year in the lifetime of the son, and the son was a katan, and he didn't protest. The chiddush is that since the son was a katan, the third year doesn't count. So if the guy says that this belonged to your father, and I bought it from him, so he's believed because he has a pesha asar. He could have said it never belonged to your father. But if we have Edom that it belonged to the father, he's not believed because the chazaka doesn't work. Uchid Rav Huna, like Rav Huna taught, Am Rav Huna taught, in machzikin v'nechsei katan. You cannot make a chazaka in the land of a minor, afilu higdil, even if he grew up. Meaning if you're machzik in the nechasim of a katan for 3 years, it's not a chazaka. Because the reason the katan was not moicha, because he was a katan. Now Rav Huna's machadesh, that even if he becomes of age afterwards, and you continue to live there for 10 years, for 100 years, it's not a chazaka. Because since in the beginning when he was a katan, he saw you being mochzik in it, and he didn't say anything, he continues to think that that you bought it from his father. So the reason why the Mishnah had to pick a case where you say that I bought it from your father is because there's a chiddush there. The chiddush is that you can't be machzik in the nechasim of a katan, afilo higdel. For Rav Huna, so the Gemara asks one question, what's Rav Huna's chiddush? That's clearly what the Mishnah is talking about. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna mas nisan asal hashminan, is Rav Huna just teaching us a Mishnah? Because from our Mishnah, it's implicit that you can't make a chazaka in the nechasim of a katan. Says Gemara, Yibai Seima, if you want, you could say, Rav Huna deyuka demasnisin kamar. Either Rav Huna, he's not saying a chiddush, but he is sort of demonstrating how we can infer from the Mishnah from the Mishnah, you can infer that if you're machzik 2 years in the nechasim of the father and 1 year in the katan, then it's not a good chazaka, even if the kid grows older. V'ibay seima, or if you want, you could say that, yes, from the Mishnah we see you can't be machzik in the nechasim of a katan. But Rav Huna is adding, even when he becomes of age, the chazaka is still not effective. And V'ibay seima, afilu higdil, even if he grows older, Kamash Malan. So the chiddush is that Rav Huna is saying afilu higdil. So in other words, the reason why the Mishnah has to be talking about a case where you say that I bought it from your father, because if I say I bought it from you, mimanav shach, if I made a chazaka, then I'm believed. If I didn't make a chazaka, I'm not believed. But the case of the Mishnah is where I say I bought it from your father, And I made a chazakah 2 years by the father and 1 year by the kid. And the chiddush is, you're not believed if we have edim that the father owned it. And the reason you're not believed is because the chazakah by a kid does not count. So the Gemara asks another question. The lisni bedidei, just talk about a case where you claim you bought it from him. And the case is, v'lukme kagon sha'achla shtayim b'fanav, v'achash shalai b'fanav. Why don't we say that the chiddush is where you made 2 years of chazakah in the presence of the owner, and 1 year where the owner wasn't around. Why wasn't the owner around? He ran away. Kagon shabarach, he ran away. And the chiddush is that that's not a good chazakah. Therefore, if you say, I bought it from you, then you're believed with amigo. I could have said you never owned it. But if you say, but if they're edim that he owned it, then it's not a valid chazakah because the third year he wasn't around because he ran away. So Gemara asks, Baruch Machmas Mai. Why did he run away? Ida Baruch Machmas Nefashas, if he ran away because he's afraid for his life. So then, Pshita, of course it's not a good chazakah, Delay Mehemen, because he was not able to protest in year 3. You can't make a chazakah in a case where the owner is afraid for his life and he can't protest that you're on the field. Delay Matzi Machi, he can't protest. Bida Baruch Machmas Maman, if he ran away because of a monetary concern, then he should have protested. Why? The kaimalan we pask in macha shaloi befanav havya macha. Macha, not in his presence, is a good macha. Therefore, we can pick a case where you did 2 years of chazaka in front of him and one not in front of him. Because if he ran away because he's afraid for his life, of course, it's not a chazakah. And if he ran away because of mammon, he should have protested, so it is a chazakah. And then the Gemara goes on to prove what then macha shaloi befanav is a good macha. And we are actually going to hold it over here, and we will get into that Bezus Hashem Monday night next week. And next week will be a nice regular schedule. Okay? Thank you very much, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Rav Asi, you'll have a little break this Shabbos from having to give the daf. Have a good one, everyone. Kol tov. Thanks, Alan, for coming. Shkoyach.
Good Shabbos.
Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.